Track 9. Stockley Ponds.
Stockley Pond was part of Glapel Colliery. It was part of a washing plant, so it was for washing coal, making coal so coal wasn't so dusty when it was sold on. And also I think it was a source of water for the colliery itself as well, because there used to be a former pumping station on the headwall on Stockley Pond. Below Stockley Pond there are two more ponds, which they are balancing ponds and a conservation pond as well. Stockley ponds are fed from Stockley Brook, which flows into the Dowley. Then the Dowley flows further north, and then that goes into the River Rother, which then flows into the River Trent. The Dowley runs south-north, which is quite unusual for rivers. It runs alongside the Stockley Trail. Further north, the Dowley used to be one of the most polluted rivers in Europe, through workings from the collieries and also from the coalite. But it's a lot cleaner now. So we have lots of water voles in there, and different bird species are using the reed bed.
Whilst the colliery managers turned a blind eye to river pollution, they weren't quite so relaxed when it came to their trains. Pit workers had to be taken by paddy mail to reach the local collieries along the branch line. These were trains with crude and worn-out carriages. They had bench seats and missing windows, or were just empty coal wagons for the miners to ride in. The paddy mail was provided because it was illegal for workmen, in the days before pithead baths, to frequent ordinary railway carriages in their dirt, the colloquial term for working clothes. And the men, if caught, were liable to be prosecuted by the railway company.
Return back along the Stockley Trail all the way back to the car park. Remember, your feedback about this audio trail is really important to us. Visit audiotrails.co.uk and share your thoughts.